Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, how's everyone doing today? It is Vernitra Thomas, Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet. I am coming today from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 13. And the purpose of this recording today, it is to bring you into the blessings of now. So I'm going to read this powerful passage, this powerful, inspirational, encouraging, uplifting, powerfully anointed scripture. I'm going to read it as if it's happening right now. So if you've got your Bibles, go ahead and get it out. If not, just listen with an open heart and receive your blessings for obedience. Here's how the word starts today, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Blessings for obedience. Since you have fully obeyed the Lord your God and carefully kept all his commands that I gave you today, the Lord your God has set you high above all the nations of the world. You are experiencing all these blessings because you have obeyed the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields, they are blessed. Your children and your crops, they are blessed. The offsprings of your herds and your flocks, they are blessed. Your fruit baskets and your breadboards, they are blessed. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, you are blessed. The Lord conquered your enemies when they attacked you. They have attacked you from one direction, but God is scattering them even now as we speak from all seven. The Lord is guaranteeing a blessing on everything you do, including what you're doing right now. And God is filling your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God is blessing you in the land that he is giving you. Yes. Since you have obeyed the commands of the Lord your God and walked in his ways, the Lord has established you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Now all the nations of the world, they see that you are a people claimed by the Lord. And they are standing in awe of you. The Lord has given you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. God is blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord is sending rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and is blessing all the work that you do, including the work you're doing right now. God is allowing you to lend to many nations, but you will never borrow from them because you have listened to these commands of the Lord your God that I gave you today. And because you have carefully obeyed them, the Lord has made you the head and not the tail. Congratulations. You are always on top and never at the bottom. Hallelujah. But remember, do not turn away from the commands of the Lord that I gave you today, nor follow after any other gods and worship them. You are blessed beyond measure. In his sovereign name we pray, and we decree it is so. It is done. You are blessed. You are blessed. Wow, how does it feel to be blessed? How does it feel now to be the head? How does it feel to lend to many nations? How does it feel to be a people called and claimed by God? How does it feel to be blessed for obedience? Because that's what you are. I am Vernitra Thomas. I'm a prayer warrior, kingdom business builder. I'm just about my Father's business. Everyone be blessed today. It is a marvelous and miraculous, mighty, massive, money-making, mountain-moving, mesmerizing Monday. Have a wonderful day, everyone. And it is so. We are Next Level Faith Call. Connect with us. Pray with us. Sow into us. Tell somebody about Next Level Faith Call. Join us again. Thank you so much, and pray for us as we continue to pray for you.